witness after the win. The witness after the win. She was going to win it anyhow, so we might as well give her the trophy. Amen? Amen. She was going to win it anyhow. Last year, I haven't told this story, and I cannot tell the complete story, Judge, to protect privacy. And might be a relative in here, but last year, Judge, I got to witness my brother try the first case I ever saw George try. And in 27 years, our schedules and my schedule never allowed me to ever witness my brother George in court. And accidentally, I found out that he was defending a young man who was charged with attempted murder. And the case intrigued me so much because George didn't have no defense. He didn't have no witnesses. He didn't have any persons that he could put on to defend the young man. He didn't have an alibi. The young man was not in position to defend himself. So George didn't have a case. Of an attorney, you didn't get off because of something you did. You didn't get off because someone on the stand or a cop made a mistake. You got off on a technicality based because God wanted. Let me tell somebody before they get off and big head and all, you know, that you think you own it. You done got off on some technicality, don't you? I wish I them losing. We always find them in bondage. Then they pray and praise. Then God deliver again. They always fight. They always getting in trouble. They always getting conquered. Then they won't pray and praise. Then God frees them. And again, we learned last Sunday that you need to do the opposite. You need to pray and praise on the front side so you don't get always get in a fight. You don't always going to get. If you pray and praise on the front side, it'll keep you from keeping your mouth shut sometimes. So you don't owe somebody that you control your tongue. You don't get mad all the time. People got anger management. That's the first thing you need to do in your 12-step program is pray. You know, you got a few little seconds before you go off the handle. Before you just leave. All the people who talk to me, they stay at home. For all y'all Facebook Live, please say something through the radio, through the monitor so I can hear you, because some people, if you just pray and pray on the front side, it'll keep you out of a lot of fights in your life. So every time they pray and praise, then things settle down. But then they mess up again. And it continues this cycle, kind of like a lot of us. We're in a pickle right now. You've got to ask the question, what we done did, because, there's always cause and effect in these wrath. Now, there's always cause and effect in these plays when you elected Nebuchadnezzar. Just saying, you do your own research. And so, in chapter 4, the people done figured this thing out. They haven't figured out, Sister Dunbar, you good Sunday school teacher, they haven't really figured out that they have caused all the problems. But what they have figured out is they keep losing. That's most people are living, thank God. That's most of us. We don't figure stuff out until we keep losing. We ain't holy enough to realize that we're not being righteous and not following the word of God. Only thing we figure out, stuff keep going wrong in my life. Why stuff keep going wrong in my life? Why stuff keep going wrong in my life? Then you want to make an appointment to see me. And if you had just read your word, trusted in the Lord and not to your own understanding, you better figure some things out before you bother me. Oh, help me somebody. I need to deal with the big things. Like, you got 4-stage cancer. That's what I need time to deal. I need to be time. Somebody call me because their boyfriend and girlfriend were having a problem. They want to come in the car. No! I don't count up no boyfriend, no girlfriend. I'm sorry. I had to blow some steam. So they figured out they keep losing. And so they go to this powerful woman by the name of Deborah and say, Deborah, we need your advice. We keep losing to the Canaanites. What can we do? And what does Michelle do? She calls Barack. What does Deborah do? She calls Barack. Barack has got to be the best general that the Israelites have had besides David. She's got to be a strong warrior. And the Bible says that after she calls Barack, the Israelites are invigorated, the Israelites get strength, they get inspiration, and finally, they're able to defeat their biggest enemy, the Canaanites. The Bible says that they kill almost all of them, except for their general Sisera, who ain't much of a general, actually, because general flees. And Major, you stay with your army, you stay with your men and your women until the battle is over. General was the last one to leave the field, but the Bible says that he jumps off his horse and runs on feet. And the Bible says that he runs on feet and he runs into what he thinks is going to be a bunker. Y'all don't watch enough CNN. He thought he'd run into a safe bunker like Saddam Hussein. Think he is fleeing and think he has run away. He thinks he is being covered, but he runs into a woman by the name of Jael. I don't know how it had happened, but Jael happened to be outside of a tent and say, hey, man, you can hide in here. Let me pause for station identification. Remind you, like I reminded you last Sunday, every woman who give you their number don't want you. Every woman who invites you in their tent really don't want you. You can't get their Instagram, their Facebook, they don't want you. Some of them trying to kill you, so you got to be very careful about who. Tension go into. The Bible says that because he's running, because he's tired, because he just had been in war, he asked for some water, but the woman don't bring him water, the woman brings him milk.
bring your tea. Something in that tea. And the reason, again, that she brings the milk is because milk makes you sleepy. And he falls asleep. And when he falls asleep, the Bible says that she took a nail, nailed it through both temples, and literally stapled him to the ground. What I forgot to tell y'all last Sunday is that the Kenites are blacksmiths and metalworkers and coppersmiths. The Kenites are blacksmiths, metalworkers, and coppersmiths. The Kenites, who she is and who her husband are blacksmiths, metalworkers, and coppersmiths. The nail that she used to kill Jael, most likely she and her husband had already made it. The nail that was used to kill the enemy, she already had in her possession. Because she, whatever you need to kill off any of your biblical enemies, you can already got it in your hands. You already have it in your possession. You don't need to call Cleo. You don't need to make an appointment with me. You don't need to talk to your girlfriend. Everything you need to kill off any enemy in your life, you already have it in your possession. And I need to get somebody here who can be a witness. And I got it. You don't need no help. God is your helper. God is your all in all. Whatever you need. Somebody, God's got it. I'm preaching up in here today. You better preach, Levi. I shall. You got it. He done gave you the power to produce whatever you need to get rid of all. Problem is, we won't use what God has given us. We're too scared sometimes. Too scared sometimes. But this woman did not just nail that man through one temple, but she went all the way. One nail on one side would have killed him. But sometimes you got to do a thorough job. Promise some of us, we just need want to move our desk away from our enemy. Sometimes you got to leave the whole job. Sometimes you just want to block that Negro calling your phone. Sometimes you need to get a whole new phone. Sometimes you need to get a whole new address. Sometimes you need to get a whole new wardrobe. You need to get your own whole new hair. You can buy it. You got to do a complete job sometimes. You just can't throw water on some fires. She nails that man through one temple till that nail came out through the other temple and nailed him to the ground. Well, here comes Barak. And Lord, we need Barak to come back soon as possible. But this fool don't know what the world he's doing. He won't tell y'all to take Theraflu. Talking about ain't nobody ever died from the flu. Man, it's you fool. So here I am. So here comes. Help myself sometimes. Pray for me. So here comes Barak. He's chasing after Sisera. And I like Barak for that, because some people will stop because they done killed the army. But Major Young, he understands that you got to kill off the head. Because if you don't kill off the head, he can regrow an army. That's a weak praise right there. That's weak praise. You got to cut off the head, because if you don't cut off the head, then he can grow another army. So he's not going to give the enemy the opportunity to grow another army, because sometimes you kill off some temptations and you get another temptation. People who stop smoking sometimes start gaining weight because they get another temptation with some Doritos. You got to kill them all off. And while he's looking for Sisera, a strong black woman, and already killed him off. Now, here's the wonderful part about the story. Deborah told Barak early on, Now, Barak, let me tell you something. You're going to kill him. You're going to kill him. You ain't going to kill Sisera. A woman going to take him out for you. And there have been a whole lot of presidents, a whole lot of governors, a whole lot of movie producers who a woman has taken out. Not because the woman did anything wrong, because we always want to scandalize the woman. But I know in my own household, the women in my family are stronger than us little weak men sometimes. And he said, look at her clapping back there. Look at her clapping back there. He said, a woman, she said rather, Deborah says, the woman is going to be taken out, or the man is going to be taken out by a woman. And that woman has to be Jael. And as Barak is still looking and running after Sisera, the woman already had his head. Now, what I like about it is the woman doesn't stay in the tent and hide what she's done. She's outside waiting for Barak. And she stops Barak in his tracks and says, Barak, I know who you're looking for. I know who you're chasing after. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto me, but by the Spirit, I know you're looking for Sisera. Barak, you ain't got to run another further. Matter of fact, I got him here for you right now. Now, I told y'all last Sunday that, you know, she could have just knocked him in the head with one nail and he had been dead. And then she didn't have to staple that man to the ground so he wouldn't move. I know in my own job that when you're dead, you're dead. You ain't moving nohow. So she didn't have to staple him to the ground so she could hold him for Barak. But she wanted to make sure that all the blood of the enemy had soaked into the ground of the earth. And so that the blood would cry out for the children of Israel, that all the blood that you all lost, the blood of your enemy is now in this soil as well. And so when Barak sees the blood, he knows that the battle is over. And what does he then do after that? He does not just go back to his men and say that the battle is over. He doesn't go back home. He doesn't go on furlough. He doesn't go on rest and relaxation. He doesn't turn his rifle in. He doesn't just clean off his boots. But the Bible says that he goes find Deborah. The Bible says that he goes find Deborah and tells Deborah what had just had happened. Because Deborah had told him in the beginning that you all are going to win this battle. And that there will be a woman who will help you along the way. And I just want to stop by and thank God for some women who have helped us fight this battle along the way. We need to thank God for Harriet Tubman, who's helped us along the way. We need to thank God for Sojourner Truth, who has helped us along the way. We need to thank God for Fannie Lou Hamer, who has helped us along the way. We need to thank God for Shirley Chisholm, who has helped us along the way. And I just believe in my heart of hearts, we're going to thank Michelle Obama, who's going to help us along the way. I wish I could get a witness here for my Lord that we need to praise and thank God for some strong women, your grandmama, who helped you along the way. Big mama who told you, baby girl, you're going to be somebody. Your mama who said, don't worry about the fact that we don't have a man in the house. We going to make a way out of no way. Can I get a witness? And the Bible says they began to praise and thank God for that the battle is won. Can I get a witness? Well, you might not be in a battle right now, but anybody know if your days keep going on, you're going to have some battles to fight. You're going to have some wars to win. So can I get somebody in Brooklyn Northeast this Sunday morning to put a praise on it on the front side? Can I get somebody to thank God on the front side? I know he's been all right. I know what the Lord done for me. For every woman who's poured into my life and said, baby, I know you can do it. Baby, I know greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But baby, I know you might not have come from the best environment and the best surrounding, but there's something special about you. You know, your meanest teacher is usually your favorite teacher when you look back on your life. That mean teacher that would not let you skate. That mean teacher that would not allow you to be average. That mean teacher that always called your parents and you couldn't stand Miss Holmes. Still can't stand her. And she's dead and gone. But you remember that teacher. Because she saw something in you you didn't see in yourself. But now that you've looked back over your life and you see how far God has brought you, you just want to say thank you. Anybody just want to say thank you? Thank you that I'm still alive. Thank you that I woke up with